Separately and together, singer and guitarist duo Ginger Curry and Jason Fickell have been entertaining Bloomington audiences with their song stylings for years. This month, they released their third CD, Some Kind of Love, on Lost Canyon Records. Fickell wrote four of the songs on the new album, and the rest are covers of standards and hidden gems penned by the likes of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, Hoagie Carmichael and Frank Lesser, Lieber and Stoller, and Chuck Berry. Fickell picked up on the blues as a teenager in Colorado, and Curry sang as a child in church choirs. The two met at an open mic some 15 years ago and gradually came around to forming their duo 10 years later. Fickell is a master of the slide guitar, and Curry is renowned for her powerful yet versatile voice. The two join Michael Glab on today's Big Talk.
This is Big Talk. Big Mike here, Michael Glab. Our guests today, Jason and Ginger.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Big Mike.
A musical duo, and they love to sing and they love to play.
Yes.
Jason Fickell, guitarist extraordinaire.
Thank you very much. That's me.
Ginger Curry, canary extraordinaire.
Ooh, so true. I've never been called a canary before.
Jason and Ginger have just released yet another CD of their music. It is called
Some Kind of Love.
But you're both from the K-States.
That's true. We are. Yes. K. Is there another one besides Kansas
and
Kentucky?
Kansas and Kentucky.
Kentucky, Kansas.
No, nope, I think that's all. I was actually born maybe in Middle Alabama. I was born in Selma.
So how did you wind up in Kentucky?
My father decided to go to the seminary. And so the Southern Baptist Seminary is in Louisville, Kentucky. He has what they call an MDiv in music. So he has his master's degree in music from the Southern Seminary. That was kind of my influence.
Jason is married to someone who teaches about religion.
Yes,
is that just a silly coincidence?
Just a coincidence.
It is.
Just a coincidence.
So you didn't meet through that?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
We met in a bar.
Which bar?
Well, it used to be called the Cellar Lounge. Mm-hmm. It occupies a space that's now the Bishop, is that right?
Right over here,
yes,
in the corner.
Right.
The Cellar Lounge had an open mic 15 years ago.
Yeah, 2000s, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so, 2000. Ginger was playing at that time with and still does sometimes, with, I would call it, old-time bluegrass band, mm-hmm. Jansen Jones and the Bloomingtones.
Yes.
They would often show up at the open mic, and then I did as well. I think we sang together a couple times way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then our paths kind of separated, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, because you went away for a little while and then came back.
That's true. We spent 1 year in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
That's not Kentucky.
It's a long ways from Kentucky.
That's not South Central Indiana.
No, it's not.
What were you doing up there?
Well, my wife had a 1 year position at Harvard University.
So you wind up in Kentucky. And then somehow you wind up in Southern Indiana.
Yes.
Was that a straight shot, or were there other states?
No, it was a straight shot. Actually, okay. My parents insisted that I graduate college before I get married.
What did they do?
My mother was a nurse, and my father was a Southern Baptist minister / music teacher. I did have a long-time boyfriend. But so I graduated from college, got married. He was already living here in Indiana, and then so I just moved
the
up.
Husband.
The husband.
Yes.
I met my husband when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Born in Kansas?
Mm. Yes, born in Kansas. Yep.
What did your parents do?
My father was a community mental health center counselor, and my mom was a school secretary.
What did you study in school?
Well, high school, I did a lot of great studies in high school, and then I was all set to go to the university.
I don't believe it.
I did. I studied many things, and guitar playing was one of them. And
when did you start playing guitar?
Oh, good question. I started playing guitar when I was 10 or 11, maybe even a little earlier than that. Two things happened at the same time in the world, which were amazing, which was there was a show on TV called Hee Haw, fantastic show.
Roy Clark?
Absolutely. And at the same time, the Roman Catholic Mass instituted guitar playing during Mass. So I saw these people, you know, at Sunday Mass playing guitar and on Hee Haw.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that a lot of people do ask me, they ask me if I've studied after they've heard me sing. So I was classically trained.
Oh.
I guess singing is a little more intuitive, though, because, I mean, I was singing in the church since I was 5. You know, was in the adult choir by the time I was 11, you know, singing solos on Sunday mornings. So it's just something that was always a part of my experience.
Ginger has taught me a lot about singing since we started working together, really. And a lot of it's about breathing. And remember the exercises that we do sometimes?
Our little lip buzzing.
Yeah, let's do that now. We do some of that. That's real a showbiz secret for you.
Yeah, what does it do?
I don't know. It gets the nerves out and gets my breath going.
it engages your diaphragm.
Oh, really?
Gets the airflow going.
It
relaxes the throat also. Yeah. Yeah. And it takes a lot of energy to actually buzz your lips.
What kind of warm-ups do you do?
Usually a shot of whiskey.
Get out of here.
Sometimes that happens. I agree. Not every time.
Not every time. You know, I'm a little embarrassed to say that I don't have much of a warm-up regime. When I was teaching, you know, when you're teaching, you know, you're singing every day. And so I really think that having that experience and building up the muscles that way and continuing to sing daily really keeps your throat
So every
healthy.
Day is a warm-up.
Every day that's is true. A warm-up. I guess that's, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. What every about you? What do you do before?
I try to do these breathing exercises. And yeah,
thing,
exactly.
Yeah.
I try to do some of that. And then I try to get my fingers going by touching each finger one by one to its opposing thumb. And
that's
a good one for me, too, just to get moving. Yeah, and then it's a lot about breathing and concentration. Concentration, that's the hardest thing.
Hmm.
But, you know, so you have to get yourself into a frame of mind.
What convinced the two of you to say, I want to make music with that so-and-so?
Well, it seems like we had... it seems like about five, we're a little fuzzy on the timeline, 5 or 6 years ago. We tell people we've been singing together for a couple of years, but we started saying that for 2 or 3 years.
I think
it's actually 5 or 6 years now.
Yep.
For some reason, things kind of lined up.
The stars
aligned. We would run into each other at different venues and different situations, and then it kind of lined up to throw in together. And then we represented the... Indiana Crossroads Blues Society at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee. Neither one of us loves genre or competition in music, but there we were at the Blues Challenge.
Wow.
So we went down to Memphis and we made it past the semifinals. We made it into the semifinals.
What is Barrel House?
Mm. You know, I'm not really sure.
Well, they call you a Barrel House
well, you know,
canary.
A Barrel House canary.
Chanteuse.
You know, Mike Kelsey, Colonel Kelsey, he says that I'm a belter. We've been working with the Firehouse Follies for a while, and he usually picks out songs. He'll pick out a song for me to sing every once in a while, and usually they're a belty type of song.
Oh, like You've Been a Good Old Wagon.
Yes, exactly.
A Bessie Smith song. Yeah.
But
I think Barrel House is now it's the term often, there's certain kind of piano playing, boogie-woogie piano playing.
Yes.
It's called Barrel House. But I think it actually kind of means like juke joint or Barrel House.
Right, sort of a not as respectable, maybe, at a certain time in our history.
Yeah, not like a nightclub.
Barrel meaning a beer barrel.
Right.
There were barrels all around.
Yeah, there's no time to bottle the beer.
Just drink it
straight out of the barrel.
Drink it straight out. I have a nice developed mid-range
that
can flip into a very developed high range.
That is true.
So my chest and my head voice are blended, and so I get a lot of power.
What did you dream of doing as a young man?
I was always wanted to play guitar. I wanted to put on a hat, drive somewhere, and play music.
Michael Glab speaking with the local duo, Jason and Ginger, who just released their third CD, Some Kind of Love, on Lost Canyon Records.